This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news from Washington. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has resigned. He was standing beside President Trump as they announced the resignation earlier this morning. It comes amid the outcry over Acosta's role in a controversial plea deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida back in 2008. President Trump says he completely left it up to Acosta about whether to leave his position.
I watched Alex yesterday. I thought Alex did a great job. And, you know, you can always second-guess people, and you could say it should have been tougher. They do it with me all the time. I make a great deal with anybody. And then they say, like the Democrats, oh, it could have been better.
A magnitude 4.9 earthquake rattling the Ridgecrest area of Southern California just before 6:30 local time this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th with an epic 15-hour Woot Off with deals every 30 minutes plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
Don't take chances if you're in the path of now Tropical Storm Barry. That's the word from the White House. Deputy Press Chief Hogan Gidley spoke on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Our prayers are with the people of the Gulf Coast and Louisiana who are in the path of this horrible storm. A lot of rain down there. I have a lot of friends in that region. And listen to the president's tweet. Pay attention to your local authorities.
Some parts of Louisiana expected to get as much as 25 inches of rain as the storm rolls onshore late tonight or early tomorrow, possibly as a Category 1 hurricane. Former Vice President Joe Biden continuing to lead the Democratic field for president in a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Biden has 26% support in this one. In second is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren with 19%. Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders have 13%. And you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican lawmaker speaking out as the Trump administration gears up to deport illegal aliens with criminal records. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
ICE officers will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep this weekend, targeting about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders and remain here in the United States. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is a fan of the deportations.
If I got an order from a court, I would uphold believing in America and the rule of law when that action takes place.
The operation is meant to target members of illegal immigrant families who arrived during the border surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In light of the recent back-to-back earthquakes in California, insurance rates on the rise in the state for some homeowners. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
About a million Californians have quake insurance. Some 250,000 will soon be paying 2 to 3 times more than they have been. And it doesn't have anything to do with those recent powerful quakes in Southern California. The latest scientific evidence about where big quakes are likely to hit points to Southern California, and that's why some people in the L.A. area are looking at $2,000 a year premiums, while homeowners in Sacramento and Northern California can get a year of quake coverage for only about $300. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, let's check the clock. Yes, Mickey's big hand is right where it needs to be, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you every Monday through Friday, live, as we say, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And with us right now, it's been a while since we've had a chance to connect, because every time he's on, he scares me. Patrick Wood scares me. He scares me with the truth, and he should be scaring you, too, because of what's been happening to us by way of technocracy. And Patrick, of course, is the leading expert on the elitist trilateral commission. I know that sounds a little spooky in that, but, hey, really, you got to understand what's going on. You know, I've been saying that we have run anemic on the whole concept of critical thought. You know, you can't ask questions. Well, I guess you can ask questions, Patrick, as long as they're non-offensive and they're the right questions. But if you ask questions that challenge anybody's thinking or their, you know, their theories, because we've got a lot of theory. We're long on theory right now. It seems like we don't want to do the hard work of fact-finding, do we?
Today, Bill, it's like you go in your closet, you shut the door, and then you ask your question. That's the only safe way to ask a question these days, it seems like.
Or be like me and just be constantly on the move. You know, because people can't figure out if I'm on the East Coast, West Coast, I'm in Hawaii, because I try to be a moving target to that end. But seriously, you know, that's what's going to get this country back on track, because we have been... we've been asleep at the wheel for a long time, and the elites are happy to take over. It was never designed this way. We just celebrated our 243rd birthday as a nation with our Declaration of Independence. And, you know, I encouraged everybody, Patrick, all our listeners, to read on Declaration Day the Declaration of Independence. Makes sense. And to remind you what it is that America is all about. And you read that document, and, boy, you see a lot of discrepancies on the America of today.
You do. And, you know, Bill, I have a lot of still faith in Americans in general. The Americans are just as bright as anybody else in the world. Mm-hmm. We're just as many of us are just as historic and solid in the American experience as we've ever been before. But the reason that we've been losing for the last several years, Bill, I believe is because we've generally been fighting the wrong enemy. You simply can't win a battle if you don't know who you're fighting.
Exactly.
And, you know, we've had good people. I've been in this for over 40 years now. We've had good people that have fought fiercely for, you know, America's independence and trying to set things straight. How come we're worse off now than we've ever been before? Mm-hmm. See, it kind of pretends to prove my point. We've been fighting the wrong enemy.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, I was talking. Yeah, I was talking with FBI experts and in considering terrorist assessments. But we have undeclared terrorists operating within our government today, and we see the fruit of that in light of what's happening in the political environment and the D.C. Beltway. That stuff that's going on. I mean, this is nothing but domestic terrorism, is it not?
That's right. Exactly right. So
yeah, but we don't want to we don't want to call it out for that. And it's not a boogeyman, and this isn't conspiratorial, because the fruit of their efforts are coming at us loud and clear. And whether it's the most recent call for socialism, or, you know, Agenda 21, which we're going to talk about, which the Democrats, with this this new offering that they have presented to us, some 24, 25 candidates. Well, I'll tell you, they're full blown into this Agenda 21 wheel, are they not?
Yes, they are. And this has been pushed, as I brought out in a recent article. This has been pushed by both Democrats and Republicans ever since it started in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no difference on either side. Now, the approaches have been a little bit different, but it's been like passing the baton in a relay race. You know, one Democrat has it for a while, then a Republican has it for a while, and they pass it back and forth. And here we are today. We're swamped with this stuff everywhere you look.
Mm-hmm. Well, explain to our audience this Agenda 21. What's going on?
Agenda 21 was created in Rio de Janeiro in 1992 at the first Earth Summit. That was a United Nations meeting. And they created this document called Agenda 21. It was the agenda for the 21st century. And it basically included a rework of all of the economic system in the world to support sustainable development, or actually to implement sustainable development. The United Nations has since said they intend to totally replace capitalism and free enterprise with this new economic system that they call sustainable development. I have contended for years now that this is nothing more than warmed over technocracy from the 1930s. It's a resource-based economic system driven by energy I want to say ergs, that's a little too technical, but driven by energy rather than by the price-based economic system that we know and are comfortable with today.
Okay, so break it down a little bit more. How would that work?
Well, the idea of resource-based economic system is that somebody has to manage all the resources. That's just a small detail.
Right, exactly.
All they're requiring is that we turn over all the means of production and consumption to them. Mm-hmm. That is, experts, you know, the engineers and the scientists and the United Nations wannabe scientists,
mm-hmm.
and just let them run everything and decide what we're allowed to consume and what we're not allowed to consume. Mm-hmm. And when most Americans, I've never seen an American yet that really looked at this straight in the face and didn't turn white. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not the American way at all. This is not the way, this is not what we bargained for.
This is fundamentally transforming America.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Our economic system is the backbone of our country.
Right. Yeah, let's welcome to the EU, ladies and gentlemen. Right?
Exactly, I know. You know, I was looking at a story, even today, I'm considering to put it up, but there's more store closings coming today around the country than there have been in several years. They're estimating now it's going to be 12,000 stores closed by the end of 2019. And this has been happening year after year after year. It's like, what is happening here? And, of course, when one store disappears in your community, people don't think too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the statistics overall, the entire fabric of our country is being reworked right before our eyes, and nobody's really paying attention to it.
12,000 stores by the end of the year?
Yes. It's incredible. This is a trend that started years ago, and you can blame, to some extent, you can blame companies like Amazon and online retailing and stuff like that. But I personally believe this goes a lot deeper than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to get into that a little bit more because we've got other topics that I want to cover with you as well. We're going to take advantage of having you here. It's been a while since we've been able to talk, so everybody's got their number two Ticonderoga pencils, their legal pad, they're taking notes, Patrick, and so we're paying attention. By the way, as we go into break, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and be in the flow of the know of this Agenda 21 movement.
Absolutely. Technocracy.news is my website. Everything is there that they could possibly need or want.
And also, you're doing podcasts as well, right?
I'm doing a daily podcast now, basically covering the day's stories with a little bit of extra commentary. And yes, every day, people can go on get on the mailing list there, and they'll get a digest email once a week of the podcast that I've done.
Got to go to break. More from Patrick after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Patrick Wood continues with us. As Patrick was saying earlier, this whole Agenda 21, it's kind of an alternating, I don't know, what do you want to call it, a relay race here between the Democrats and the Republicans. It's not always the Democrats. It just seems like the Democrats right now seem to be driving it because of their desperation to upend Donald Trump.
Well, that's right. They're achieving the same agenda with different parties, that's all, mm-hmm. which indicates that there is a global elite. Some people call it the deep state, I suppose, but there is an elite behind the system for decades now. Mm-hmm. That have been calling the shots on both sides of the aisle.
Well, it's so pervasive. You have the global elites, deep state shadow type of government that's in operation, but you also have domestically within our own government itself, you've got deep state operatives that, this is all part of their bloodline, this Agenda 21.
It is, and this started, the history on this goes back a long ways. I talk about technocracy from the 1930s, but this whole paradigm was reborn, in a sense, when the Trilateral Commission was started in 1973. That was Rockefeller and Brzezinski, by the way. They swore that they were going to create a new international economic order. That means that it was going to affect the entire planet, not just America. And it has, and they have been successful. They have driven this forward, regardless of political party. They have jockeyed their policies and their agenda very adeptly within every political environment. And it's almost like the political environment has been a sideshow, mm-hmm. while they have executed their agenda underneath or behind the scenes or however you want to look at it to achieve this new economic system. And at this point, when the United Nations high-level representative came out and said bluntly a couple of years ago that their intent with Agenda 21 and 2030 Agenda and Sustainable Development was to completely replace capitalism and free enterprise, that just flipped me out, Bill. I'm an economist by background. I mean, what? You're going to replace capitalism and free enterprise? Mm-hmm. Well, they're deadly serious about this, and still, people are looking at the political system figuring, oh, that's where the problem is. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. This, remember Bill Clinton? He said, it's the economy, stupid.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and he also did declare the era of big government was over. But look at whether you want to call it big government or something else, he's probably prescient and correct in saying that the era of big government was over, but like anything, a void cannot stand itself. It is not. You talk about something being unsustainable, that's a void. And so there's always something there ready to replace big government.
Well, there is. And look at all the industries that have been deregulated in the last 40 years. You can't count them on both hands anymore, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. Deregulation turned industry back over to the corporate entities that were trying to accomplish all this stuff in the first place. Basically, governments around the world walked away from their responsibilities to, you know, kind of control and moderate society, and they turned the regulation of their industries back over to the industries themselves, which is just patently insane, in my opinion. And so now you have industries that are just running on their own, they're running on their own steam. You know, whether it be the big tech industry that says, oh, you don't need to regulate us, Mr. Senator or Congressman. We can regulate ourselves. Oh, really?
Right.
How's that working out?
Right now it's okay until all of a sudden they feel the chain around their throat tightening up and they're yanked back into the mainstream of this agenda, right?
That's right. And so, you know, the people need to wake up. The political system is important to us, obviously. But the elite that have been working the system against the people of the United States, these people have used the political system to keep the public involved and embroiled in all kinds of meaningless battles that take the focus off of them.
Sure, absolutely.
And they just continue waltzing along like, you know, it's like the submarine I remember a movie one time, I think it was called Run Silent, Run Deep.
About a
submarine, you know, it was just a cool movie.
Yeah.
This is what these people know how to do, is run silent, run deep, but they get to their objective and they're very effective along the way.
Well, the political system is corrupt, Patrick. Come on, let's be honest. And it's so vulnerable because it operates off of, other people's money. And, you know, here it is. You've got these big players. They've got big checks, and they can write and own in the politicians of our country. This is what's driving everybody nuts, is because Donald Trump's not beholden to the traditional, lever pullers. And they don't know what to do right now. And all they're hoping for is that Donald Trump doesn't do enough damage that makes this irreversible.
Well, you're right. And, you know, the day that the corporate oligarchy figured out how to drain money out of the public coffer, mm-hmm. through all the various programs and stuff. And we've seen a revolving door of lobbyists and stuff in Washington. They go into Congress. They go into positions of power, like at the FDA or the EPA, and then they go back in the industry and they're vice presidents of this and that, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a scam. But once they figured out how to get money out of the Treasury basically for free, well, the race was on. Of course it's corrupt. You know, that's where the corruption came from. It's the same people that are trying to get something for nothing. And actually, I have to say they've done a very good job.
Right.
You and I can't compete in that market because we're too little.
Exactly.
You know, they don't want us to get something for nothing.
So let's go back. We talked about 12,000 stores, and you said in part you could blame, you know, the online entities. You could blame Amazon. What else is going on?
Well, here's my economic opinion at this point. I haven't done a study on this, and you know, really talked to any. Actually, there are no other economists to really talk to. They're all kind of polluted right now. Mm-hmm. But my opinion on this is this: wherever sustainable development meets capitalism and free enterprise, you have a corruption that sets in. It's like gangrene, and it's like matter and antimatter. The two do not mix. And so the full court press to impose sustainable development across America, every community it goes into, Bill, you have this corruption of the economic system that happens right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, the sustainable development nonsense drives out, it causes misinvestment, malinvestment, and it drives out common sense economics. And so stuff starts to get dislocated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is my secondary opinion.
They're compromising the free market, basically.
That's right. I don't want to blame Amazon just outright. They're a big problem for sure, and Jeff Bezos is definitely a technocrat. But, you know, aside from that, the entire economic scenario across the country is being corrupted by sustainable development. Everywhere it goes, everywhere it touches a local community, a city, an area, a big city, little city, doesn't matter. It causes corruption and dislocation, and people start investing their money wrongly. They start redirecting their focus, their objectives, their economic objectives and stuff. And all of a sudden, you end up with an economic system that looks chaotic.
Right.
And
can you give me an example in 30 seconds, Patrick?
Well,
it's okay if you say no, because that's the only reason why we have to have you back, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with an example right off the top of my head, but...
Okay.
When somebody, let's say somebody has $100,000 to invest in their local businessman, they make a decision based on what they see in their head or what they anticipate is going to be a good business decision for them. If for some reason there's some regulation or there's some series of regulations in a city that prevents him from doing the investment he would otherwise have done, and now he has to put his money over here instead, that's called dislocation.
To be continued. Patrick Wood, thank you for being with us.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the 3rd one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578, 888-588-7578, or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news from Washington. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has resigned. He was standing beside President Trump as they announced the resignation earlier this morning. It comes amid the outcry over Acosta's role in a controversial plea deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida back in 2008. President Trump says he completely left it up to Acosta about whether to leave his position.
I watched Alex yesterday. I thought Alex did a great job. And, you know, you can always second-guess people, and you can say it should have been tougher. They do it with me all the time. I make a great deal with anybody. And then they say, like the Democrats, oh, it could have been better.
A magnitude 4.9 earthquake rattling the Ridgecrest area of Southern California just before 6:30 local time this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are calling, every chain is broken.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And with us right now, the one, the only, the infamous Lowell Ponte joins us right now. Mr. Lowell, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Great to be with you again, Bill.
Always enjoy our time together. We've got a big file here called The Hypocrisy of the Left, couple of topics to look at. The first one, terminating Thomas Jefferson. What's going on here?
Well, the city of Thomas Jefferson's home at Monticello, Charlottesville, Virginia, has just decided they're going to abolish his April 13th birthday as a city celebration. And they're going to replace it, interestingly enough, with a celebration on March 3rd they call Liberation and Freedom Day. That's the day that the Union troops emancipated the city's slaves, but simultaneously occupied the city and imposed martial law that enslaved the white Confederates there, at least 75% of whom never owned slaves. So some people were freed, some people were enslaved. That's often how these things go. And history is often written by the winners.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing the pretzel logic that we're exercising these days. It's no wonder that all our brains are getting more and more bruised with every new invention or new idea that's coming down the pike here.
Oh, sure. I think one thing that's amused people is we have seen Megan Rapinoe.
Yes.
The captain of the women's soccer team that played so brilliantly, declaring that she is above Trump and she is a feminist, and my gosh, Donald Trump is just a terrible person. You know, if you're really a feminist, that is, if you really believe that men and women should be equal, then for FIFA soccer, then for the Olympics and all other events, there should not be men's events and women's events segregated by sex.
Mm.
There should only be one event, and that is the U.S. team playing or competing in one ideal or another. But let men and women be equal.
Mm.
And we'll
yes.
see how well the U.S. soccer team would do picking men or women. The irony, of course, is that Megan Rapinoe, if she were given a blood test, I guarantee you that she has very high testosterone levels,
mm-hmm.
so high that they would be like the old Soviet athletes or Eastern European athletes who we used to joke about in the Olympics, who shot up with testosterone or steroids, which is to say synthetic testosterone every day.
Mm-hmm.
We should look at her blood level, and if her testosterone is wildly abnormal for the average woman, then she should be disqualified
mm-hmm.
as a woman playing on the women's soccer team.
Well, this is the problem. Yeah.
To follow the logic and ethics of what she's talking about.
Exactly.
Otherwise, let's just have a team, not mm-hmm. male nor female.
Right. No, I understand. And this is part of the problem. When you start creating so much attention toward yourself, you're going to be scrutinized. You know, the claims that have been made about the women doing better than male, you know, the male soccer teams and all this. And of course, you start running the analysis and realize, well, that's not necessarily the case. You know, we're back to that old argument, kind of like the one that Bill Clinton was faced with after he got elected. You know,
Well, because A, she is a winner. She's a winner because she plays like a man on a woman's team. And number two, she wants to be the next Colin Kaepernick. She wants to be a super celebrity who gets huge, advertising bonuses and so
right.
on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kaepernick's carved out a pretty good deal for himself, all things considered, and look what Nike's willing to do. You know, get rid of his shoe line, do whatever, you know, right?
Why hasn't Nike gone over to the fashion that Colin Kaepernick wears, which are Fidel Castro t-shirts and Cops Are Pig socks?
Mm-hmm. Well, that may be coming.
They really want to represent Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. Well, that may be coming. God only knows.
That's what he wears.
Yes. And the thing is that here it is with these statements that are made, and of course, you know, Nike is putting their brand at risk. But this whether it's, you know, Nike or Levi's, you know, Levi at their recent stockholder meeting said, look, we're holding to this values marketing approach, and we don't care if we upset people, but these are the things that this is the way we're going to run our business. So why would you, especially if you're a publicly held company, why would you want to eliminate, you know, 40-50% of the market?
Well, usually in advertising, they try to target the upcoming, the younger generation that hasn't made lifetime decisions over their favorite brands yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll let the old folks like me go,
right.
because we've already decided what kind of beer we're drinking and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, they're trying to make major cultural changes here. I mean, this is a culture war. For example, in the state of California, where you on occasion have been known to abide,
mm-hmm.
In California, it is now taught, first kindergarten through 6th grade or 12th grade, every kind of sex known to person in the most vivid form as possible, all in the interest of what they call it the California Healthy Youth Act,
yeah.
so that kindergartners are taught about gay sex and so on, and very, very graphically. They are taught that if you want to have an abortion, don't go to your parents, go to the school nurse, go to the school officials. They will help you get an abortion without your parents even being informed that it's happened. By the way, Joe Biden, presidential candidate who many Americans think of as an opponent in his heart of abortion, he voted for that. He voted for letting young people and schools carry out abortions without ever notifying the parents or letting them get involved.
Because it takes a village, that's why.
That's why.
And a village
and
of idiots. But that's another
thing. Because they're doing in Jefferson in part because he was a slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
And that overrides everything else good he might have done. The challenge is, are we really, people on the left, therefore going to go after every single slave owner and abolish him? Because you're not only dealing with Robert E. Lee, as they love hating, you're also dealing with Ulysses S. Grant
mm-hmm.
of the Union side. He was a slave owner. You're also dealing with, well, a great number of people, Simon Bolivar, the Latin American liberator, Moctezuma, the leader of the Aztecs, and Hernan Cortez, who overthrew him as a conquistador. Both of them were slave owners. And most interestingly, I think, religious leaders, notably, you see, when Americans started acquiring slaves through the British, we didn't do it by going to Africa, going out into the jungle and capturing free Africans. We just went to certain ports, and the traders there would sell us people who were already slaves.
Right.
Some had been captured by them. So it was Africans selling other Africans
right.
to the white traders.
Well, these were Africans that were, you know, they were defeated in a war, a conquest, and so then they were sold as property.
Oh, but here's the interesting thing. Who were almost all the slave traders as they are today? Muslims.
Mm.
And why would they do that? Because one prominent slave owner in history was the Prophet Muhammad. So I guess these liberals who want to do in Thomas Jefferson should also favor abolishing every reference to Muhammad or everything glorifying Muhammad in our culture as well.
Well, let's not talk about the Jews owning slaves either, right?
Oh, I mean David and Solomon,
yeah,
both owned slaves.
Yeah, so all that, you know, taken out of context, you can really do yourself in. But again, these are moments in history, and whether it's American history or you want to look at the totality of history and slavery, how it's involved, then you've got to hold it in its correct context. Do you not? Otherwise, you're going to be in error. And here we start pulling down monuments. We start destroying critical aspects of our history.
Oh, sure. The first problem, Thomas Jefferson was born in 1743. That means he was born closer to the Renaissance than to our own time.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in a completely different culture that accepted completely different things and made it actually very hard to free your slaves.
Mm-hmm.
But as Costica Bradayton wrote a few days ago in the New York Times, we need humility, we need understanding of others' imperfections if we're going to preserve anything like democracy. You need to understand, especially people in the past, it's ridiculous to try to impose today's moral standards on people on the past unless you understand that they're wildly deviationist from their own time.
Exactly.
Jefferson wasn't, except that in one sense, he tried much harder than others to eliminate slavery. He came within one vote in the Congress of passing a measure that would have meant everyone born after the year 1800 was automatically a free person.
Lowell, we got to pause real quick because we got to go to break. We've got more from Lowell Ponte after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the Americans, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Lowell Ponte continues. Lowell, I'm sorry we had to go to a hard break here, and we had to stop you in mid-sentence, but I want you to pick up the story as you were summarizing here.
Well, I think we have picked up the story, basically. There is one thing you might add, though. If you're going to condemn anyone or anything for slavery, you would have to condemn the Democratic Party.
Yes.
Which was, after all, the party of the slave owners, the party of the Ku Klux Klan, the party of Jim Crow and Bull Connor, under Woodrow Wilson, progressive leader, mm-hmm. Earlier in the 20th century. It was the party that re-segregated the civil service, which had been integrated racially by the Republicans when they ran the place. Woodrow Wilson resegregated everything.
Mm-hmm.
And also favored the Klan. He was a great
exactly. Movie. Yeah, he played Birth of a Nation in the White House, did he not? The movie?
Oh, and praised the heck out of it. Now,
sure.
In addition, Franklin Roosevelt, in addition to embracing the racially segregated solid South, Roosevelt also interned the Japanese Americans in Manzanar and other camps. So he was after yet another racial group.
Mm-hmm.
This is typical of what the Democratic Party has always been. And the funny thing is, they change races occasionally. They take a favored race and make it disfavored and vice versa from time to time. But they're always using race as a way of pitting Americans against each other, of playing divide and conquer.
Right.
And they're doing it today.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything Trump does is racism.
Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly enough, it's even happening in the Democratic caucus. Look what happened with Nancy Pelosi and AOC. AOC, dropped the mic and threw the race card on her head.
Oh, yeah, but AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who may be a descendant of that same Cortez who was a slave hunter, mm-hmm. She has now said she's going to try to purge. She's acting through her Justice Democrats organization run by her chief of staff, who refuses to divulge what he did with more than $1 million of her campaign money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
In any event, they are now trying to throw out of office a Democrat, Texas Representative Henry Cuellar, who is a moderate. They're also trying to throw out New York Representative Elliot Engel because he's a defender of Israel, as part of their anti-Semitic agenda.
Right.
So you're seeing all kinds of crazy things being done. Now, meanwhile, you have all kinds of Obama-appointed judges trying to block Trump from having a question about citizenship on the U.S. Census. There was just a poll by Harvard Harris. This is a liberal poll, ladies and gentlemen. And what did it find? That even Hispanic Americans,
exactly,
by 55%, want a citizenship question on the census. Hispanic Americans want that.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the Democrats who don't. I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what people are asking is, you know, what is going on? Why is this a problem? And thank God for President Trump. I mean, you know, and they're astounded that Justice Roberts, you know, came out with the decision that he did. I mean, it's interesting, you know, when Barack Obama was there to talk about the Affordable Care Act and it needed some massaging, it was, it was Justice Roberts that took out his eraser and pen and kind of rewrote certain aspects of the Affordable Care Act so that it could be approved by the Supreme Court.
Well, it's even stranger. It only got passed because it was reframed as a fee or a charge.
As a tax, yes.
That would be imposed on people. No. Mm. But then, when it came before the court, the question was, well, if it was a fee, which is how they got it passed, then it could be struck down on other terms because the Republicans now held a blocking minority or majority in the Senate. At the time, remember, Kennedy's seat was lost to them and a Republican took over. So then it had to be a tax. That was the only way they could keep it intact. And so it was switched in mid-flight from being a fee to a tax. It couldn't have passed unless it was a fee. But once it had passed, they declared it a tax, which would have made it unpassable.
Exactly.
They tried to pass. In other words, the hypocrisy is breathtaking.
Yeah, without a doubt. Lowell, we've got about 7 minutes left, and I did want to give some time to address this article from Philip DeMuth that you had referred to me, which is Congress is coming for your RIA. This is something that you and Craig have been talking about for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, there are only a few pools of giant money, I mean, trillions of dollars laying around that the government can grab. They have no other access to money except the printing press, and that isn't quite enough for them.
Well, and they already got into our Social Security, right? They unlocked the box with Johnson, and so they've been having their way with our Social Security funds.
Oh, they politically spent the $2.66 trillion backup fund for Social Security a long time ago. Well, they don't say they did. They don't count it as such because they put IOUs in its place, saying, we will replace this. They didn't mention, of course, that you'd have to be taxed all over again.
Exactly.
To replace what you already paid. But, therefore, they don't count it because there's an IOU there, which means nothing. But they're now planning to do all kinds of serious gimmickry with our IRAs. Remember how you and I were promised, and we were foolish enough to believe, that you would put the money in your IRA, you would be in your prime tax-paying years, you would escape the taxes then, and you would earn interest, and you wouldn't have to pay tax on it until you retired. Well, now, look where Barack Obama, in particular, has taken us with this. He's taken us to a place where you and I can't retire. We continue working past retirement age. That's true of a lot of Americans now. We continue paying tax at a high rate. We're taxed on our Social Security, which was originally tax-free. They can now tax up to 85% of it. I mean, a classic ripoff. And now they're restructuring the IRAs under a new law which ironically they call, what is it?
The Secure Act?
Yeah, they call it the Secure Act.
I love this.
I'm trying to look up what SECURE stands for. It's a really weird acronym. Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. We're set up. Because now we're going to be asked to pay taxes, and especially high taxes, it turns out, on our IRAs, on our 401ks, and so on our retirement plans. The government is going to go in and seize a much bigger chunk of our retirement money than we were told. We would have been better off just paying tax on the money when we earned it and not had IRAs at all. But we didn't know that. We didn't know we'd be paying even higher taxes now. And it's really a grotesque exercise the government is doing, but they want the money. That's the thing. And this is the last, you know, 14, 16, 20 trillion dollar pools of money that they can simply reach in and steal. And so they're doing it.
Well, and here it is. The House voted, according to this article, 417-3. I mean, this was overwhelming. I mean, just outright, you know, thievery by our elected officials here. And so what is America going to do? Are we going to shrug like Atlas one more time?
Well, they're counting on the fact that it is, things, the way they're doing it is so complex and actuarial and bookkeeping gimmick it that they think they can get away with it. That nobody like you or me on the radio can explain the technical things they're doing to take your money. But basically, they're making it much more difficult for your children to inherit the money without heavy taxes. Much more difficult for you to fund the money. You're going to have to pay it out to yourself a lot faster than you have been previously,
mm-hmm.
meaning you will not be able to avoid taxes as long as you could have.
Right.
They're eliminating key provisions, notably the stretch aspect of these things that let you pull it out over time. They're going to push it, for most people, into a 10-year frame. And that's going to have the effect that you're paying a lot more tax every year because you have to pay yourself back out of that fee.
Exactly.
Faster.
Right.
And so it's really a cynical, brutal scam. I commend that to folks. It's in the print edition of the Wall Street Journal, July 10th. Mm-hmm. Congress is Coming for Your IRA by Philip DeMuth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you're right, Craig Smith and I warned about for a long time. By the way, Craig and my latest book, our seventh, is called Money Morality and the Machine. The good news is you don't have to pay Amazon the $20 for it. You can get it absolutely free and postpaid if you come to us. It will not cost you a penny. All you need to do is call 800-630-1492, like your Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Oh, he was a slave owner, too, by the way.
Yeah, right.
800-630-1492. And you get the book absolutely free. It'll show you just how cynically both our government and the European Union have been acting.
Wow. Lol. Can we get control of this republic? I mean, Donald Trump, when he was elected at his inauguration, said that with his election that the government was going to be turned back into the hands of we the people. Is that just political rhetoric, even though I don't necessarily align President Trump with political rhetoric per se, but it just seems that the establishment is so, and the bureaucracy is so well established and set up that... I mean, barring some type of, you know, second American revolution, how are we going to, you know, take control of this government as we rightfully should?
Well, you've just shown the delineation perfectly. If it were a matter of the people honestly voting, we would win, as Trump has demonstrated amply. Mm-hmm. But that isn't what's happening. We now have a government run by unelected government, by the deep state, by judges who are appointed for life. I mean, this is a whole bunch of Obama appointees,
yes,
who are now ruling against Trump on one thing after another.
Yes.
It is a bunch of bureaucrats and eurocrats who simply stall everything that tries to be done by way of reform. And it is the press, which is not elected either. It just sits there and continues to lie.
Well, we're all out of time, but ballot harvesting, we know, is the short answer, and we've got to leave it there. So this will be continued, no doubt. Lowell Ponte, the former think tank futurist, former roving editor of Reader's Digest, and author here on Bill Martinez Live. As always, Lowell, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
As long as America has Bill Martinez Live, there's hope.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.